How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Today, I'd like to compare raw food and cooked food and talk about my own experiences on why I believe and I realize that raw food is superior to cooked food. So, first of all, every single animal in nature eats a raw food diet. And I touched on this a little bit in my first episode where I talked about the optimal human diet. So I'm not going to go too deep into it. But essentially, all the animals just get their food straight from nature. They don't cook it. They don't process it. They eat it in its raw, natural form. So how can we find out what we should be eating is very simple by just knowing or realizing that everything in its raw, natural state that we can consume, as long as it's not toxic to us, as long as we can digest it, as long as it doesn't create any problems, that's the food we should be eating. It's very simple. So what happened is a good question, because why are we actually cooking our food? In my opinion, and that's my theory, there are many different theories, we have been living in the tropics at some point. We originate from the tropics or from tropical islands, or at least a subtropical climate where we can survive in our natural state without clothing, without building big houses with thick walls, who are isolated, houses that we need to heat. Because essentially every animal lives where they can survive in their natural state. Yes, we used our imagination and our mind to create an environment so we can survive in it, but truly we are not thriving in many of the environments. We find different cultures, different human cultures. For example, in a very cold climate, yes, people are surviving, but are they really getting very old? Are they really having no health problems? Are they really thriving? That's the question. So we would truly be thriving in a warm, at least subtropical climate, if not a tropical climate. And what food would we find there? We would find many tropical fruits all year round, many different vegetables, some herbs, and this would be our main food source. But now when we move away from the tropics, because maybe there was a big event on Earth happening thousands of years ago, or even like tens of thousands of years ago, we don't really know, where maybe an ice age, for example, and there wasn't enough fruit on Earth to sustain all the people. So as a survival mechanism, we started looking for other sources of food. Maybe at first we were looking for roots that we could eat, and then we realized maybe we can cook them so they are easier to digest. But no matter why we moved away from the tropics and we started moving to colder climates, it's not really to be discussed in this episode, but the matter of fact is that we moved away from these tropics, from the tropics and the subtropical climates, and we moved away to colder climates. And thus, because in colder climates, for example, in Germany, where I come from, fruits aren't growing all year round. Fruits are growing until maybe September, October, sometimes November. I found grapes and apples until November. Yes, it's possible. Even persimmons you could grow there, maybe some pears, and you could basically store them over the winter and you could eat them until March and maybe even April. Yes, it's possible. But they are not very fresh. They are not coming fresh off the tree. So in winter times, during the winter times, we had to find other methods so we can survive during the winter. So we have food. We could store nuts, different seeds. But then at some point we realized, hey, there are things called potatoes and sweet potatoes and other root vegetables that we can actually grow during the winter or growing in autumn. And then we can pick them during the winter, or we can pick them before then and store them in earth cellars, or nowadays in the fridge, basically.
or in optimal environments for these vegetables to survive in, so we can cook them later. But we can't eat these vegetables in their raw state. We have to cook them so they are actually digestible and edible. So that tells me that a lot of the food we are eating that we have to cook so we can actually eat it and digest it and it's edible is not the food that we are designed to eat, because we can't utilize it in its raw natural state. So all the food that we are cooking is essentially less optimal than raw food. Every raw food that's edible in its natural state and that it's digestible is the perfect food for humans. So what I realized is, as soon as I switched to a raw food or predominantly fruit-based raw food diet, I felt a lot better. I felt much more in tune with myself. My health problems went away over time. Yes, it's not a solution that will fix all the problems overnight. Definitely not. It will not fix eating disorders. It will not fix all the health problems one might experience at the moment. But over time, when we do it right, it will bring the body back into homeostasis and thus help us in healing our bodies. But diet is not only one factor. But I can also say that diet is a huge factor, because essentially what we put in our bodies are the building blocks which the body regenerates itself on. So if we decide to eat predominantly cooked food, then the body will be comprised of cooked food over time, because it renews itself every so and so many days or months, and the cells renew themselves and regenerate themselves. But it's hard to do on cooked food, because cooked food is essentially dead. And if you've done maybe 1 week on just fruits or raw food, or you did some fasting before, you already realized and experienced how big the difference is between fresh, raw living food, fruits and vegetables, maybe some nuts and seeds, compared to cooked food. The difference is huge. So for example, in the last couple of days, I had some emotional stuff going on in my life. So I was looking for more comforting foods, and I incorporated some steamed sweet potatoes in my diet. And I have been fully raw, fruit-based raw food for 2 months now. And the last couple of days I experimented a little bit with cooked food, with sweet potatoes. And yes, it helped me balance my emotions, and it was the perfect thing for me to do in this moment. But also I realized I needed more sleep. It was harder to get up in the morning. And maybe it's not only the food, it's also the emotions that I'm dealing with, for sure. Many different factors. But I've also experimented in the past with cooked food when it wasn't really emotional, where I just wanted to eat something else. I just felt like, oh, let's cook something, let's have something delicious that I was used to eating before. And then I always when I have cooked food, I feel the energy difference. But that being said, I wouldn't advise anybody to just jump into a raw food diet overnight. It really take your time transitioning. It depends on where you're coming from. If you're coming from processed foods, from animal products, then take away the processed food first, then take away the animal products, and really make your way and do the transition slowly, because otherwise it's like, yeah, doing a diet, losing a lot of weight quickly, and then gaining it back all the way in a short amount of time, because we really need to build new habits, incorporate them in our life, and make them stick to these habits and change the lifestyle long term, so we can be healthy long term. Creating health is not something that is done overnight with a pill or with some medicine from the doctor. That just suppresses the symptoms and it doesn't heal anything. So yeah, coming back to the topic, it's really important to take your time transitioning, but you can definitely, for sure, you can start eating only fruits, or maybe fruit smoothies, get some bananas, some frozen berries, or if you have access to just fresh fruits, then just throw a bunch of fresh fruits together, put some coconut water or some regular water in there, squeeze a lime on top, and then you have like a delicious smoothie, which is the optimal way to start your day, to hydrate yourself, to get in easy to absorb carbohydrates in form of fruit sugar, fructose, which is the superior energy that the body is built on and likes to consume, because it's easy to absorb for the body and easy to use. So this is what I would recommend for everybody starting out on this lifestyle or wants to get into eating more fruits and more raw food, to just start out slowly and switch the breakfast from maybe bread or maybe cereals to just fruit, and then just eat normal the rest of the day and feel the difference. Because I know many people that I gave this tip to just have fruit for breakfast, and they all feel amazing. They say, I can concentrate better on work, I don't feel tired after having breakfast, I'm much more energized, and it's a perfect start for the day. So yeah, these are my few tips for you today. Thank you for tuning in to this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.